Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Fresh off a day at the office, it's the Locked On Timberwolves podcast here in the talented Dinky Town, Minneapolis, Studio 105C. Tim Fakeless, how you doing?
I'm all right.
His name is Tim Fakeless, at TimFakeLAS on Twitter. My name is Zachary Bennett, at Zachary BD. Timmy, the top post on Reddit today, reddit.com/Timberwolves, that is. Help out a fellow Serbian fan, T-Wolves content advice. Says, what sort of interesting Timberwolves stuff is out there on social media networks? Who to follow? What to like? Any suggestions?
Oh, God.
You're looking for Twitter writers to follow, look at AP John Krasinski, Darren Wolfson, Burt Robeson, and Jerry Zagota, probably the most active beat writers for the team. Correct or incorrect?
Name them again.
AP John Krasinski, Darren Wolfson, Burt Robeson, Jerry Zagota.
Yeah, I would add
Kent Youngblood.
Kent Youngblood and Pioneer Press.
Jace Frederick. Your boy.
Yeah.
Also probably add Canis Hoopus, Steve McPherson, Dave Benz, Randball, Punchdruck Wolves, and Tim Fakeless.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
My man, dude. That's
making it on Reddit.
Let's go. LFG, as they say. The world famous Tim Fakeless. What can you do?
That's right. That's right.
Today, Timmy and I are going to talk about the NBA Finals. The Ricky Rubio statements made during what seems to be, it's almost a semi-annual or annual interview he does in Spanish, in his native tongue.
It never ends up well for the Wolves. It's never in their favor, somehow.
Somehow, some way, it is construed negatively in the Wolves' favor, that's for sure. And then we'll plug some of Timmy's work, because I basically piggyback off everything he does, especially lately. No Lynx news, they don't play again until the 11th. So we're pretty bare in that compartment. Anywho, Timmy.
Yo.
That was like a two minute, 10 second intro. How'd I do?
I was hoping you were going to say 12 minute, but that's all right.
Oh, no, we've got...
Do you have any stories about new friends? Or...
About a day at the office?
Yeah.
Not one that you can talk about. I will say negotiations are in.
Good. Good. So you're in the opening phases.
Plays are in the process of being made.
I'm excited to hear more.
The playbook is out. They say never to dip your pen in the company ink, although I firmly disagree with that guideline. It's more of a guideline, not a rule. You know what I'm saying?
I have no comment on this issue.
It's not
an issue. Have no knowledge on anything you're referring to.
It's not an issue, believe me. Yet.
On this matter.
Yet.
I have no comment on this matter, nor do I have any knowledge of whatever it is that you may or may not be referring to.
What you do have knowledge of, though, however, is the outcome of the first two games of the NBA Finals.
Oh, segue. That was beautiful. All right, continue.
Play after play, play after play. 2-0 in the favor of Golden State Warriors. They've got something like a 16.7 positive, obviously a positive 16.7. Point differential throughout these playoffs, which would be an NBA record. They seem to dominate the Cavs thoroughly. I thought the first half of the second game was competitive. The third quarter had its ebbs and flows, but in the end, the Golden State Warriors seem to be unflappable. Will they sweep the series? Yes or no?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I think they're going to win one or two still.
The Cavs.
Still, the Cavs, that is.
Well, this game three is going to be big.
Like, the thing that killed me, the last tweet I sent on my world famous Twitter account.
see what you did there.
At halftime yesterday, two days ago.
Hold on.
That hurt my ears.
Oh, did it?
Are we good?
Well, I turned you up because I had a feeling people, you know, I can see sound.
Bro. That's sick. All right. Anyway, at halftime, LeBron had 18 points, 6 boards.
Who had?
Halftime, 2 days ago, game 2.
LeBron James.
Had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block on 8 of 12 shooting. At
LeBron
halftime.
James.
That's exactly right. LeBron James, young man. Yet the Cavs were down 3, despite what... I can't remember his name. What was his name?
I'm sorry.
God, yeah, I set you up perfectly that time.
I know, but I...
LeBron James.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
LeBron James.
Thanks, kid.
LeBron James.
You know, he actually introduced LeBron James at a Cavs game.
That's ridiculous.
He did.
Because he says LeBron James funny?
And it was put in a vine? I'm going to pull that audio up. You better believe
it. No, you go for it. Anyway, he had 18.6 boards, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block. On 8 of 12 shooting at halftime, they were still down. At that point, I knew they were going to lose that game. I still anticipate the Warriors are going to lose a game. At the beginning of the series, I anticipated that the Warriors would win in 6. But... 5 is starting to be what I'm leaning towards. I think the Cavs can muster out 1 win. Just 1. That's where I'm at.
5 looks more realistic, you're saying?
Yeah. I can't see the Cavs getting swept. I can't see LeBron getting swept, but I don't. They're not going to win.
Here's the audio, by the way.
A 6A forward from St. Vincent, St. Mary's High School, number 23.
LeBron James.
Jackson was clearly an inspiration.
That was at the game?
That was at, because the kid is from Sacramento, apparently. So it was, he was the away.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He definitely says LeBron James in a unique way.
The video audio I'm using is from The Fumble, something called The Fumble. So I'm
sure it exists.
I'm giving them some credit. Sports news and commentary. You can find it on YouTube, youtube.com/The Fumble. Anywho. So yeah. The stat I saw, in addition to what you just, everything you just said, was he had 16 points in the paint during game 2, during the first half, 4 points in the paint during the second half of game 2. And from all the Warriors' quotes, you know, whether they were high or not seems to be another discussion, because there were murmurs of a scent of marijuana.
Really?
Smell. You didn't see this?
I didn't. I've been off the grid, man.
I've been off the grid for months, and I saw this.
Yeah, that's saying something. I must have literally been under a rock.
Apparently the Warriors, or the, not the Warriors, the locker room had the scent of marijuana.
Who reported this?
I don't know, man.
Who ratted? If Strauss was still around, this wouldn't have happened.
this kind of shit doesn't happen with Strauss around. Warriors, Cavs, locker room, marijuana. And see me, my SEO here?
You're such a bloggist.
Bloggist is my preferred term. Blogger is not the preferred term. The best tweet I saw, and I don't know who it was, but someone was like, Clay must have meandered into the visiting locker room by accident.
Oh, that's really good. I like that a lot.
But apparently, you know, why did the Cavs locker room smell like weed? New York Post 5 hours ago.
Interesting. Wouldn't have guessed it.
The YouTube headline from the First Take YouTube video is Brian Windhorst confirms Cavaliers locker room smelled like marijuana.
Wow, Brian Windhorst.
And if Windhorst confirmed it, it must be true, right?
Or it must be false.
No, I'm thinking it's true. That dude is the whisperer, right?
I guess.
Should I pull this audio from First Take?
Strauss would have stopped him from being so bad.
Do we pull First Take audio on the show?
I will walk out of the studio. I'm walking out. I'm used to that. Yeah. I'm walking out.
You can't. You can't walk.
Is that a serious
question? Dude, it's
Windhorst. Because I had someone walk up to the street and say hello to me the other day in San Francisco, and he had a roach. I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's legal, brother.
There was a smell of marijuana in the Cavs locker room, but there are 2 doors to that locker room, and there were 3 times as much media there.
So it could be the media.
Media dudes hanging around the finals, all I'm going to say.
All right.
I did smell marijuana, but I have no idea where it came from.
Are you hearing anything about this cannabis situation?
Cannabis situation.
Because it was in California.
I don't know who this is,
but
she asked the tough
question. It's illegal in the NBA. So I guess, you know, that. But no, no one's talking about it. I don't think it was a big deal. It was just made us laugh, honestly.
What about LeBron James?
Well, no shit. It's marijuana.
Have an issue with that? Had they won, would he have gone to the podium?
Good question. I don't know. Look, LeBron has more available than any other.
Do you want to talk about LeBron and Kyrie not going to the podium?
No, not really.
In all honesty, this is a better first take conversation than another topic that they had, which apparently is Steph Curry showboating?
Oh, God.
Did you just throw up in your mouth a little
bit? I hate that show so much. I understand that that show makes ESPN money. I'm not going to go
over
this
rant. For what it's worth, it looks watchable with Windhorst and Jalen Rose on it.
Yeah, it sounds better just on paper. That's not the new regular crew, though, right?
No, this
is still Kellerman and Stephen A., right?
No, this is strictly the finals, and I don't see the other guys.
It's normally Kellerman and Stephen A., right?
Who's Kellerman? I don't even know.
Max Kellerman, isn't that his name?
No, Max Kellerman is not on this. This other guy's a former football guy. I don't know his name.
I could have sworn the new first take guy was Max Kellerman.
Do you want to look at this? I can adjust this monitor. You can look at it if you want.
No, it's totally him.
Look at those people. You tell me who they are.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is the regular crew is Stephen A. and Max Kellerman.
Probably. I'm not denying that.
Oh, well, that's all I'm saying, man.
Well, look at the. I'm saying it looks watchable with that crew on the stage.
Sure, sure. Totally agree with that.
Will you turn the monitor back to me? Actually, I can get it. Sorry, dude. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Now you're making me stand up.
You're the world famous Tim Fay.
You dick. Yeah, you're making me move without my servants.
Verified on Twitter and everything.
I love giving our friend Matt Diaz crap about my being verified. That's my favorite thing in the world. And I know he'll never listen to this because he hates sports, so I can just say it.
Oh, does he? Because I've never heard him complain about it.
I don't think I've ever said this on the pod before. Maybe I have, but I'm going to say it again. People that hate sports are much more vocal and feel the need much more often to talk about hating sports than sports fans ever feel the need to talk about sports in general.
It's true, and this is a good time.
Well, sports, I'm not in this conversation.
Go to my profile and look at my most recent retweets.
Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay, obviously. Dumb question. All right.
Yeah, look at my Facebook profile, though, where my last...
Go, shut up.
My last Facebook status is I appreciate my...
Family. Oh, from Tim Cato?
Yeah.
Quote, what do you do?
Can I do the other guy?
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
I write about sport.
If LeBron loses the finals, it is because he doesn't have Jordan's clutch mentality, I've been saying.
And I don't want to be the guys, you know, the sports journalists / commentators who are bitching about what it's like to write and talk about sports for a living. But in all honesty, I mean, there are mutual acquaintances that you and I both know.
Yeah.
It's impossible to talk sports with a man. It's like, dude, I don't want to discredit anything that you are saying, but you approached me about talking about sports, and here's my opinion.
You're not talking about Tam Silsner, are you? Or
I'm
Larrick Didstone?
Yes. I might be talking about one of those people, but it's like, it's like I don't want to feel... like you feel like I'm discrediting you with what I say when honestly it's just an opinion. Anywho, let's get down to the what do you think? The Rubio? No, Kevin Love in the finals. You wanted to talk about
this? Well, I mean, you're just briefly, I'm writing about how I feel about Kevin Love being in the finals because when he was on the block and getting traded from Minnesota, I stayed mostly quiet. I didn't write about it very much.
And when
I did, I stayed very objective. And the point of what I'm writing about.
Which can be found eventually at
wolfamongwolves.com.
Thank you.
And the main bit is, as a writer, especially for major media publications, like when I wrote for Sporting News, you have to stay relatively objective. You can't write as a fan.
Except for like fan blog sites.
Right. Like in Wolf Among Wolves, I have more freedom to write stuff like this. But when I was writing for Sporting News and trying to be more even keeled and trying to make a career out of this, which I guess I still am to a degree, but you know what I'm saying. I tried to stay out of the Kevin Love business a bit and stay objective, but I never really explored how I felt about Kevin Love leaving Minnesota and the way that he left. So I kind of just explored his past and the past of his departure and how it feels to watch him in 3 straight finals now. And that's
how do you feel about that?
I decided that the way he handled it originally, before he was actually on the block, 2012 Woj article era, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I have a short memory span or whatever. Not great, Bob. 2 years later, when he actually went on the block, Flip was in charge, they got Wiggins for him. A lot better, I thought, because for the most part, he stayed out of the limelight. I think to a degree, you as a person, if you don't like your job, have the right to try to get out of it.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
There's some of us below the poverty level that would disagree.
Yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, for the most part, I think he handled it well despite being... I always have a less sympathy for those who make that much money being unhappy about playing a game for a living in a place they don't like to. Like, I get they have competitive drive.
Yeah. And it's more than just play. I mean, this isn't going out at recess and playing a game. Let's be frank here.
I mean, they're professionals at it, but it's still...
They put in a lot more work behind the scenes than a lot of people give them credit for.
True. That's the other point. So, it goes back and forth, but ultimately I'm okay. I'm happy he won a title. I'm happy he made that great defensive stand on Curry last year to more or less seal it. That's where I'm at.
He's been exposed recently, do you think? Yeah, yay, nay. I mean, let's not discredit the Warriors squad.
This has nothing to do with the Warriors. This has everything to do with how I felt about Kevin Love leaving 3 years later.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
When can we expect to read this?
Between tomorrow and 2018, probably.
Well, let's talk about Kevin Love's performance in the final. Game one, he scores 15. They lose, of course. Game two, he scores 27 on 12 of 23 shooting.
He was on fire in the first half.
He got more shots, 10 more shots in the second game than he did the first. I think the number that I'm looking at is his assist total, 1 through 2 games. I think he's got to have more than that for the Cavs to win.
They gave him the ball more in the first half, and that was the best half they've played so far in these first two games. To be fair, LeBron played out of his mind that half, and that's why he played so well, or in large part of it. He had a double-double in the first half with assists, which is ridiculous. Love needs to just play off LeBron. I think it's pretty set in stone that that's how he makes the team best. Kyrie can kind of create for himself a little bit more. Love is at his best playing off LeBron, in my opinion.
I would agree, and I would agree that, the Cavs play the best when LeBron is, you know, at his best. There's no question about
it. Of course.
Sorry, I got distracted because I'm looking at the...
The Cavs play at his best when LeBron is at his best.
Yeah, that was a hot
take. Hot take.
Spit take.
Teams win games mainly when they score more points than the other team.
Did you see these Timberwolves blue jerseys when Al Jeff was on the team, when apparently they played a preseason game in Europe?
I might have. You're going to have to turn the computer again.
Really? I mean, you're going to have to stand
man.
Up at one point.
I tried to last time, but then you didn't help me. Oh, with the red on the bottom? Yeah, I remember
the red
those.
Outline and the blue?
I remember those.
Those are sick.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
Oh, yeah, well...
I bet Big Al's got that up on a frame somewhere.
I bet not.
I love Big Al.
I just turn my monitor off. Let's go to the Rubio comments.
Let's make it quick, yeah? I mean...
Ricky Rubio wants more influence in Timberwolves organization. In the least surprising story of the NBA offseason, credit to Drew Mawald for... writing this over at canasupas.com. Ricky Rubio is once again the lead story of the Minnesota Timberwolves in June. Trade rumors initiated from ESPN's Ian Begley have linked Rubio to the New York Knicks for what seems like half a decade. I don't know if that's true, but whatever. David Locke and I, by the way, if you go and checked out Locked On NB or Locked On Jazz, had a good conversation. He is doing a series-long thing where he's in negotiations with different teams from around the league trying to get a new point guard, and we actually discussed a potential Trey Lyles, Ricky Rubio trade situation. And to understand that outcome, you'll have to go check out recent episodes of Locked On Jazz. But anywho, Rubio, in another interview with the Spanish website, ara.cat, Rubio spoke about his role as a leader within the organization and said, I feel I have the role of the leader off the court, and experience helps me know how to do it.
Seems fair.
Since childhood, I like the team, both on and off the court. I'm not a man of many words. I don't like to talk much. I prefer deeds, sacrifices, and showing what matters to the team. Yes, I would like my opinion to have more weight on things that affect the team, and I think that is linked to the performance on the court. My second leg of the season gave me more power, and I want things to go well. What do you make of these statements, Tim Fakeless?
Doesn't bother me. I don't know.
Do you think this is a mistranslated type of deal? Again, much
where
like
he says he wants to have more voice in the organization, more or less. That's what the people are getting out of it. He wants more voice in what happens with the team.
Yeah, that's essentially what he's saying. And I think, to be fair, any fucking NBA player would like to have a voice within the organization.
I don't think he's saying anything all that controversial. He's been there. He's the longest tenured player on the team. Yes.
Great point.
He
is the high currently the highest paid
currently,
player.
Yeah, currently the highest paid player, other than Peck, technically. I guess Peck is technically the longest tenured, too.
Is that true?
Yeah. He was there the same year as Darko.
Okay, well, he's the highest paid player and the longest tenured player on the roster to have played in a game last season.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have showed up at a home game last season. Who even fucking watched a game from the sideline? Sorry.
So, no, it's cool. I guess Rubio has earned the right to, if Tibbs wants him to. He's earned the right to ask for that type of influence.
I think if we're assuming, though, is he offended if he doesn't get that type of influence?
That is the question.
Do you think he would be? I don't think so.
I doubt it. He doesn't seem like that that type of dude.
That type of dude?
That type of dude. I'm in the zone right now. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I see you looking at your phone. You want to share something with the class?
No.
Is it your Tinder date you had last night?
It's like the opposite of that much fun. Sorry.
Do you want to talk about your Tinder date?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. You don't work with her, so you can talk about it.
I'm not even on Tinder, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, did you delete the app?
Never had the app. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shut up, man.
I got women without Tinder flocking all over me. I don't need Tinder.
Oh, you're beating them off with a stick. Yeah,
I definitely didn't drop her off at her parents' place because she just graduated from the U. I felt like I was in high school. That's all I'll say about it. But it's okay. It was fun. That's all I'll say. We went to Surly. I was right by your neck of the woods.
Oh, dude, you were right down the street.
We were going to Dangerous Man, but it was closed. It's closed on Mondays, so we went to Surly. It was a good time.
I can walk out of my apartment.
I didn't invite you. I'm sorry.
Turn right, go to the end of my block, and turn left and see the front of Surly.
I know. It's a great spot.
Come on.
What, did you expect me to invite you?
I would have been the dude with the menu, like, with looking over it with my eyes.
You think I want that?
Come on, man. Oh, it would have been good.
For you?
Yeah, for me. And the pod. You didn't think about the pod, dude.
You're right. At that point, I didn't think about the pod.
You should have been.
All right, next time you have a date, you're bringing me along.
No, I'll tell you where it is, and you can show up and peer over the menu like a creeper.
All right, sounds good. I'm in. I'll bring my Tinder date. It'll be a Tinder date to watch yours.
What if it's someone I work with, not at this job, but another job?
You mean like Martha?
Yeah, like Martha. Someone who may or may not be named Martha.
If it's Martha, then I'm definitely going, and I'm bringing Matt Diaz.
Oh, you can't do that, dude.
I won't bring Matt
Diaz.
You
mean Dat Miaz?
Oh, sorry, Dat Miaz, or maybe...
No names, bro. No
maybe
names.
Uidney Soldrich.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because it just can't happen, dude.
Maybe that's an off-pod conversation.
Yeah, I should be all judgmental and want what's best for me, and I just can't have that in my dating life. You know what I'm saying?
No. Elaborate.
I mean, I can't have this person looking out for my best interest.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because she would be like that, I don't want to say sisterly figure, but friendly figure, and I just can't have that crap in my style. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, close circuit to Tim's Tinder date last night. You don't ever have to justify living with your parents. We're millennials. We'll never fucking own property.
She just got out of college.
It doesn't matter,
dude. I'm just saying.
It does not matter.
It explains it a little bit.
I would live with my parents if they, A, they've never lived under the same roof, so I can't do that. B, I would live with my mom if she lived closer to the city.
Seems fair.
Only until, you know. I saved up some more cash. Anywho, we're way off topic. Any more Wolves-centric topics we got to hit?
No, I think we're done.
I'm hitting the front of Now, we do need to do some more draft coverage. We fucking suck for not doing that. Sylvia Fowles was named Western Conference Player of the Month.
Good. Yeah. She won a couple of Players of the Week, didn't she?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That trade is certainly paying dividends. That the freaking, what do they call it when one team rips off another team?
What?
Like the Herschel Walker trade.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What do they call that? It's an S word.
A steal?
Yeah. It's not a swindle, but anywho, it might pop into my head later. I don't know. But, yeah, I've got nothing. The Lynx beat the Seattle Storm.
Hooray!
100-77 on the third. So there's just, yeah. Jewel Lloyd's good, you know, but not.
This is
good.
Exhilarating podcast material.
All right.
So and so's good.
It's not my fault. You don't care about the NBA. Or the WNBA, I'm sorry.
I'll cover a game, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, we get the bid. We'll be back tomorrow for more riveting stuff on the Locked On Wolves podcast. For Tim Fakeless, at TimFakeLis. My name is Zachary Bennett, at Zachary BD. This has been Locked On Timberwolves. So long.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.